What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Hamza has overdosed on blue pills. So Hamza made a video today declaring his love for his girlfriend Anastasia, I believe her name is, and in that video he went totally blue pill on us. I even made a video response yesterday to another one of Hamza's videos, and apparently he became even more simpish in the past 24 hours. This is why I'm making another video about Hamza. Now, I'm not putting the guy down. You see, guys, I grew up and I still see Indians all the time. In fact, yesterday or the day before at our mosque, we had Indian people over there. So I know Indian people very, very well. You see, Hamza is your typical curry seal who never got female validation, and all of a sudden, a girl, now her name is Anastasia, so she sounds like it's probably a white girl, now she's throwing the peace leaf at him, and he's on cloud nine. Now, Indian guys love white women. I'm not even gonna have to sit here and tell you why, but Indian guys worship white women. Goddesses. So this is why when you watch any of Hamza's videos now where he talks about Anastasia, he is so happy. And while it's great to see a man like that happy, what Hamza fails to realize is that he's the mark. Now Hamza is saying, oh, she's feminine, oh, all she does is think about me. Dude, it's called acting, bro. I'm an actor. Go on imdb.com, type in Amar Mitwali. I've been to acting classes. Women are the best actors out there. Why? Because they do it all the time. See, Hamza has to understand is that he is getting played. Now, I've said this in my past videos and I'm going to say it again. Muslims are the biggest suckers out there. So not only is Hamza a Muslim, but he's Indian. That is like the biggest blue pill sucker on the face of the planet right there. Do you have any idea how many Muslim guys who are Indian I know who are in miserable relationships? They actually have to go to Mexico on business. Dude. You are a big time YouTuber. You are making tens of thousands of dollars a month. Don't you think for a second there that maybe, just maybe, she's interested in the fame and the money? Now, I know you're gonna say, well, a man has to be successful. A man has to provide for a woman. Listen, I agree with you. A man has to be able to provide for a woman. When I go out on dates, I pay for the whole thing. But where do I go out on dates? I go out on dates in Mexico. Not here in America, where we have fucking deranged feminists, okay? So when you have that mindset that I'm gonna pay for everything, which again is the way it should be, women who are parasite, feminist women are gonna take advantage of that. You need to understand, like Rollo Tomasi said, religion is a beta farm. The girl you're with, okay, bro, when you are telling us on camera that when you're doing a video and she's at the cafe, you claim that she's thinking about you, I guarantee you she's texting her friends saying, I can't believe how this guy is such a fucking sucker for me, okay? Women don't love men, okay? They love what men can do for them. Now, like Richard Cooper said, don't be the CEO and marry the hairdresser. And I know that to be a fact because that's exactly what I did. Now, like I said to you guys before in my previous videos, I got married a couple of years ago to an Egyptian girl, a lot like a lot like Hamza's girl. She was very feminine. She was, I love you. She was blowing up my phone. But the second we got married, she turned around 180 degrees and reverted to being the crazy, money-hungry woman that she always was. And fortunately for me, I just hopped on a plane, came back to America, served her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy, and that was pretty much the end of that. Now, Hamza is in a relationship with this girl in the West. He already claimed on the internet that he had sex with her like 8 times. Bro, if this girl was to say, hey, Hamza, give me money or I'm gonna say you raped me, or if she decides to me too you for whatever reason, you are on camera saying that you have had sex with that girl multiple times. And on top of that, you said her name, Anastasia. You probably took a lot of selfies with her. Dude, do you understand right now, Hamza? You're not even fucking 25 years old. You're not 25 years old. This girl can effectively end your motherfucking life. Can you even comprehend the problem that you are officially in right now if this girl was to say he raped me? Come on, man. You know, every day I Amr Metwali, I thank the God of Abraham that I did not become a success when I was Hamza's age. Because if I became a success at Hamza's age, I guarantee you a lot of bad things because of women would have happened to me. Guys out there gotta understand, man. Women want the success. That's what they want from you. Again, like I said to the video I made for Hamza the other day, Dana Cook, the comedian, he's 50. He's gonna marry a 23-year-old girl. Do you think that 23-year-old girl is interested in Dana Cook? Hell to the no. She's interested in the money. She's interested in the status. Again, Hamza, you gotta understand, bro. If you tell your hundreds of thousands of fans, hey guys, go to Anastasia's Instagram page or buy her whatever she's trying to sell, she's literally gonna become a multimillionaire overnight simply because of being associated with you. Now, you have said that when you guys travel, go out and eat, you pay for everything. Bro, she's dining in some of the best restaurants in the world. She's probably traveling first class as far as we know. She's living the high life on your dime. You to her are a sugar daddy. Even though you're probably the same age as she is, you're actually a sucker, because at least a sugar daddy knows that the situation he is in is real. Is not real, I mean to say. So a sugar daddy, he knows. Look, bro, if I was in a relationship with your woman and I was, you know, hey, let's go to Amsterdam. Let's go to Thailand. Let's go here. Hey, let's go eat at this fine Thai restaurant. I know that she's in it for eating out, having fun, you know, jet setting all over the world. You, on the other hand, actually think it's real love. Bro, women don't love. They might be able to love their children, but they don't love men. You gotta understand, God created woman not to love. Imagine if a woman loved a weak, pathetic man back in the day, right? Humanity would not be where we are today if women fell in love with weak, pathetic men. Furthermore, you know, throughout human history and up until 50, 60 years ago, tribe A would go in and kill tribe B. You know, when the Americans defeated the Japanese and the Americans came onto Tokyo Bay, you know, they were going out, you know, they were going into Tokyo Bay. They were actually walking up the beaches of Tokyo Bay. Japanese women were actually running into the water saying, woohoo boys, come and take me. So it was like, you Japanese whores, just 10 minutes ago, fucking John Smith over here killed your husband, bicycle tube, and now all of a sudden you're throwing the pussy at the guy who just killed your husband. This is how women are, you know, and you can't blame them because that's how God created them. God created woman to jump from cock to cock to cock, because that's the only way humanity survives. vibes, you know. If see, you can kill a dude, you can kill 100 dudes, and it's totally fine. Because all you need is one dude to impregnate 100 women, and that's all that matters. But if you kill 100 women, that's something that you... That's very important. This is why they say eggs are more important than sperm, okay? So, the girl that you're with, bro, she doesn't love you like that. She is simply acting so she can sucker you in. Dude, how hard is it for a girl to put on a fucking apron and cook? Come on, man. Come on, bro. You telling me there's a girl in 2022... who's traditional and not a rabid feminist? Come on, man. The most rabid feminists out there are Indian women, Arab women, Hijabis, Muslims, yet somehow you got yourself a unicorn, you know? And Anastasia, as far as we know, might be like a white girl. Still, bro, she has feminism. She has been indoctrinated with feminism. And it's all one big act to sucker you in. And when you make a video like that where you're like, oh, if anybody dares call me a simp, they're a simp, bro. She's now watching your video saying, oh my god, this guy is even a bigger sucker than I imagined. You are pretty much putty in her hands. You see, after I married the Hijabi, she thought I was gonna be putty in her hands because I put a ring on it. But I wasn't putty in her hands. I was able to say, no, bitch, we're not gonna fly Dubai first class, $10,000 a night at fucking, Burj Al Arab Tower or whatever the hell it is in Dubai, okay? So that's when she said... That's when she started really giving me problems, and that's when I realized, yo, bro, you've been scammed, okay? Once you realize you've been scammed, you need to immediately cut ties with your scammer. You, Hamza, you don't realize you're being scammed. You actually believe it's love, okay? So, when are you gonna... Even if you break it off with her right now, even if you break it off with Anastasia right now, she can say, he raped me, he beat me, he hit me, and your life effectively is over, you know? I mean, look, man, if you want to have, if you want to fuck hot woman, bro, I'm all for it, bro. That's why you go to fucking Mexico. That's why you go to fucking Thailand. Why are you fucking a Western woman, bro? Didn't you make a video saying you're not gonna have kids in the West, but yet you're fucking a Western woman? Come on, man. It's woefully obvious to the whole wide world that you are madly in love with this girl. And again, it goes back to the fact that Indians are the biggest suckers for love, especially if it's coming from a white woman, okay? So, you guys out there watching this, man, a lot of you guys have to look at Hamza, and you have to understand what you are watching now. You're watching a man whose entire existence was get pussy, and now that he got pussy, his entire existence is my life revolves around pussy. Do you really need a woman to make your life better? Come on, man. Every day I work on the computers. Every couple of days I go to the gym. You know, I run one of the biggest video sharing platforms outside of YouTube. Outside of YouTube, you have what? Rumble? You have fucking BitChute? Odyssey and MGTOW TV. I actually have another platform that's even more mainstream. It's called WooTube.TV. But the point here I'm trying to get to you, I didn't need some fucking woman to give me inspiration, bro. If you need a woman to give you inspiration, it simply means that your entire self-improvement shtick was simply so you can get pussy. Like I said in my past videos, guys, there are guys right now, right this minute, at Venice Beach, They're homeless bums, okay? They can't even afford a shirt like this. That's how broke these motherfuckers are. Yet they're getting some of the best pussy on the face of the planet. Why? Because women are attracted to them. It all comes down to motherfucking attraction. A lot of you guys out there need to understand, man, women care about physical attraction, okay? Hamza tried to make it appear that, oh, you have to be a multi-billionaire, you have to be a success, you have to have a big YouTube channel. Bro, there are fucking criminals out there. There are fucking abusers, drug dealers, you know, guys who spend their entire time getting fucking drunk and beating up women. Yeah, they get more pussy, better pussy than pretty much anybody who in the manosphere. Did these guys self-actualize? Did they make billions of dollars? Do they have a YouTube channel with millions of followers? No, they don't. So this whole self-improvement thing, which I'm all for, by the way, should be for yourself, not some whore, okay? This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, you know? Women are kind of like women are not the prize. Women are the reward, okay? You know, you look at somebody like Andrew Tate. When Andrew Tate makes a good deal, a big deal, makes a lot of money, he goes out and he buys a Bugatti, right? So when you're a man and you make money, you go out and you buy a woman. That's all there is to it, guys. Buy a woman, okay? Don't fall in love with the hoe. It's totally fine to go out with a girl, okay? As you guys know, I was in Mexico. I got myself a Mexican señorita. We went out. We had a lot of sex. We had a lot of fun, okay? Was I madly in love with her? Was she the one? You know, did she change my life? Did she make me more productive? No. Mm-mm. Why? Because women there are for your enjoyment. Men, that's all a woman is for, guys. A woman is not your moose. A woman there is simply for your enjoyment, you know. Andrew Tate enjoys driving in his fancy schmancy cars, okay? You guys should be able to enjoy, you know, taking out some woman in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and her pussy, you know, having fun with her, you know. But think about taking a woman a lot like taking a lot like a dog, okay? When you guys go hiking, do you guys go hiking because the dog wants to go hiking? No. You want to go hiking and you take the dog with you for companionship, to be there for your enjoyment, okay? Women were created by God to be our companions for our enjoyment, okay? What blue pillars like Hamza are doing is that they are making women their core belief in life, which is totally wrong. What happens if this girl gives you problems? Look, this girl eventually is gonna give you problems, okay? All women eventually are gonna give you problems, okay? For the first 3 to 6 months, they're gonna sucker you in with a whole lot of sex, a whole lot of fake acting that they're fucking, you know, unicorns, when in reality, they're setting a trap for you from 100 miles away. You can't even see it, okay? Now, just to prove to you I'm right that women are great actors, okay? Married with Children, you know, Al Bundy, Christina Applegate, you know, the girl who played the dumb airhead, Kelly, okay? Christina Applegate is actually very, very high IQ, okay? She's very well educated. You see, in Hollywood, they say the more educated the person is, the better they are at playing stupid, okay? In fact, a lot of times, I myself play stupid, okay? When I'm like crossing from one country to another, do you guys think I let the border guards know that I'm high IQ and shit like that? Hell no, I don't. I play stupid, okay? Because when you play stupid, people tend to underestimate you and they're like, eh, we don't care about this loser. Get lost, okay? This is exactly what you want. If you're high IQ, you know, you don't want people to overestimate you and give you trouble. You want the exact opposite of that. So when people underestimate you, they think you're low IQ and they're like, yeah, just get lost, bro. You know, I'm not going to feel bad about it. If anything, I'm going to be like, sucker, right? This is exactly what Anastasia is doing with Hamza. He just can't see it because he has those love goggles on. And you have to understand, man, these high IQ women, not only are they very dangerous, they don't care about you, bro. You see, women like that, they want to be with a guy who has money, who has status. They don't give a fuck about the guy. You take my ex, for example. My ex wanted to be with a rich American. Now, whether that rich American was me, the next door neighbor, you know, some other dude, it doesn't matter. She just wanted a rich American for gold digging purposes, okay? Same thing with the girl you're with, Hamza. She just wants a rich sucker that she can take advantage of to further her career. That's all there is to it, bro. You know, Bill Murray, the actor, he said something very smart. You know, Bill Murray, he talks to a lot of normal people. You know, somebody like Tom Cruise wouldn't be caught dead being in the presence of normal people. But Bill Murray, he has no problem talking with normal average people. And Bill Murray, he'd say, when I talk to these normal average women, it's as if they have known me their entire life. It's as if I'm talking to someone who knows more about me than I know about myself. And yes, he's 100% right. You see, I don't want to say a lot of women, you know, the high IQ woman, the more conniving woman out there, they think about being with a celebrity. They think about being with somebody who is rich and famous. They don't care if they're with Bill Murray, Tom Cruise, Will Smith. All they care about is being with a rich, famous person, okay? The girl you're with, Hamza, Anastasia, it's the same thing with her. She just wants a rich, famous person she can take advantage of. It could be you, it could be me, it could be AMS, it could be Myron Gaines, it could be Andrew Tate. She just wants a rich person that she can take advantage of, okay? It has nothing to do with you being a good guy, a masculine guy, or any of that mumbo jumbo, bro. You need to fucking understand that, okay? When I go to Mexico, man, this is how I dress, okay? This is how I dress, guys. This shirt is not even $2, okay? I've told you this in other videos, okay? In fact, I've even made a video titled Why I Stopped Dressing Nice, okay? Look it up. Go on MGTOW TV or go on YouTube. Look at my catalog. Type in Why I Stopped Dressing Nice, okay? You know, when I owned a restaurant in Egypt with my second Egyptian cousin, who ended up selling the restaurant and taking the money and doing fucking cocaine and shit like that. That by itself was a big disaster. Which reminds me, guys, when you find, again, I've said it before, I'm gonna say it again, okay? When you find out that you're being scammed, immediately disassociate yourself with the scammer. For example, my Egyptian cousin who made me lose $20,000 on that restaurant in Egypt, he was like, hey, Amr, we need $1,000 to bribe the police. We need $500 to buy a new fryer, you know? When I realized that we're being scammed, I said no. The minute I said no, he just closed down the restaurant, sold everything in the literally, he was selling the restaurant equipment in the middle of the street. And, you know, he took the money, pocketed it, and ended up, you know, spending it on booze and fucking crack and whatever else. So, the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that when you find yourself getting scammed, whether it's by a business partner or by a girl, you got to say, boom, no, and leave. Immediately exit from that situation. Now, unfortunately for Hamza, it's like, bro, you have criminally implicated yourself on camera, bro. When you come out here and you say, oh yeah, I had sex 8 times with Anastasia. Now Anastasia can say, oh yeah, he forced me. Anastasia can do, bro? If you guys actually traveled all over Europe, okay, that could be considered fucking sex trafficking. Do you know that, bro? If you traveled with Anastasia through different countries, she can claim that you have sex trafficked her, okay? You know, Hamza's not even 25. The guy's not even 25 yet. And if Anastasia wants, she can destroy him and his entire life permanently. She can do that right this minute, bro. And you better believe she's talking to girls. Hey, how do I set this guy up? How do I destroy this guy's life? How do I make sure this guy has to be my sucker? Otherwise, I'm gonna destroy him like this, bro. You know, so it might be too late for you, Hamza. It probably is too late for you because you just self-implicated yourself on camera by claiming to have sex with her and traveling. I don't know if you traveled with her. I don't watch all of your videos. But you guys out there are watching this, especially if you are young guys out there watching this. I've said this to you before and I've said this to you again, man. If you have to go on the internet and watch some PUA, it's over for you, okay? If you gotta watch Fresh and Fit, if you gotta watch Andrew Tate, if you gotta watch Hamza, even if you watch my channel, it's fucking over for you, bro. Women just don't find you fucking attractive. That's all there is to it, guys. If you guys gotta go on the internet and get info from some rando on how to be masculine and attract women just don't fucking find you attractive. That's all there is to it. And if you do self-actualize and become the best version of yourself like Hamza, guess what? You just set yourself up for the biggest takedown that could possibly happen to you guys, okay? Nothing can destroy a man's life more than a woman. Guys, outside of like fucking murdering someone in broad daylight, nothing else can destroy your life more than a woman. Heck, even murder may be more lenient for you than being with a woman. Because, I mean, think about it. Let's say you like fucking murder somebody and they give you like fucking 20-25 years prison. Guess what? After 20-25 years, you come out, you're a free person, okay? But imagine if you get with a girl and then you have to pay her alimony for the rest of her life. You have to give her all your houses, all your homes. Guys, you are at, you know, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says, like Red Pill Married says, you know, it makes a lot of sense what he says. It's better for you to go to prison as a murderer than it is for you to go to prison as a rapist, you know. So if a woman accuses you of raping her, sex trafficking her, shit like that, it's GG for you. You're actually better off going to prison as a fucking murderer. This is what happens when you have relationships, A, in the West, and B, you are a blue pill sucker, okay? You guys out there who are watching this video, not only is it GG for you, women just don't find you attractive, you have to go overseas for women, okay? Any woman out there, guys, in the West, she's simply gonna see you as a sucker. She's going to see you as the mark, somebody to be taken advantage of. So you guys out there, watch Hamza, okay? Watch his videos. You know, he went from being red pill, alpha male, Mr. Big Dick, fuck the whole universe, to all of a sudden being a blue pill simp who's talking shit about all his subscribers. You know, Hamza pretty much did what Yogi Obes did. You know, you guys remember when Yogi Obes turned against the MGTOW community because all of a sudden he was getting some pussy from his groupies. Hamza is doing the same thing. You know, and Hamza probably doesn't even know who the fuck Yogi Obes is, because, you know, Yogi Obes went fucking cray cray on us and, you know, took and deleted all his YouTube channels. So, you know, there's something wrong with the Indian genome, guys. For some reason, man, Indians are the biggest simps on the face of the planet. It has to be a genetic thing, man. You know, for those of you who don't know, Yogi Obes, he went MGTOW because he was sleeping with diseased woman. And then because of his channel's success, some white woman was throwing the peace leaf at him. And then he turned against MGTOW. And the last we heard, he married like a white Swedish girl. And he deleted his channel. You know, there's something with Indian guys and white women, you know. I don't get it, man. Look, I'd be the first person to tell you guys. You know, get yourself a white woman. I'd be the first person to tell you that. But the type of infatuation that Indian guys have with white women, where they totally lose it all, it's just mind-boggling, man. You know, Indian people have some of the best analytical, logical, rational minds. But when it comes to, like, white women, Indian guys, like, go total opposite of logical, rational. They end up becoming irrational and totally simpish. So you guys out there are watching Hamza, you know, take out the popcorn bag, get your favorite can of beer or Coca-Cola, and watch the shit show that's gonna happen over the next couple of in the foreseeable future. Because I'm telling you guys, man, if you become a big success and all of a sudden women start coming for you, bro, it's not because of your how awesome sauce you are. It's because she's a gold digger, man. You know, when I got married to the Hojabi, you know, a little bit like Hamza, you know, I got married to the Hojabi like 4 years ago. I was 37 at the time, and I was already red-pilled. So, you know, unlike Hamza, I wasn't madly in love with her. Definitely not at that sucker level. But what people have to understand here is that when you become successful and all of a sudden a girl is like, hey, handsome, it's not you. It's what you can do for her, okay? You see, guys, you know, I drove cab in LA before Tinder and Uber was a thing. I've seen this so many times. You guys out there watching this video, the best red pill you will ever take is to drive cab. Let me say that one more time. The absolute best red pill is driving cab. Not only do you see the interaction going on, but you actually get to listen in to woman. Guys, I can't tell you the number of times a woman would be in a car with her husband, boyfriend, whatever, you know, they're making out in the back, you know, kissy kissy, and then when the guy gets out of the cab to go to 7-Eleven and get some cigarettes, you know, the girl is like, oh my god, he's such a loser, why am I still with him? You know, so you get to see actual female nature in the wild when you're driving cab, guys. You see it, you hear it, you know. I knew this one girl, we're gonna call her Brittany, that's what we're gonna call her. We're gonna call her Brittany, you know, that's not her real name. This girl, Brittany, you know, this girl had plates, she was spinning multiple plates of guys, you know. She had one guy who would take her out, one guy who would pay her bills, one guy who would let her crash at his place, one guy who would take her to Las Vegas. You know, she had like 7 or 8 different guys in her phone. And I remember, man, she was talking to one of her friends about, you know, oh, Josh is gonna take me to the Hollywood Bowl, Ken is gonna take me to Santa Monica Pier the next day. And I'm sitting there like, wow, each and every one of these guys genuinely believes that he's the only one, when in reality, he is one of many guys that she's taken advantage of. That's what women do, guys. Women take advantage of men. That's all there is to it, you know. Unfortunately, somebody like Hamza, because he hasn't been red-pilled like I was, you know, he's a young guy, so he's obviously thinking with his little head and not the big head. This is why things are gonna be very, very, very bad for Hamza. And again, guys, right now, Anastasia can say he raped me, he beat me, he hit me, he sex trafficked me by taking me to a different country and fucking me there. Hamza's life can come to an end like this right now, and he doesn't even know it, man. He doesn't even know it. So, I hate to say this, but I think Hamza eventually is gonna become a cautionary tale to a lot of young men out there that if you go from a zero to a hero and a woman shows up, that chances are she just wants what you have. Because here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal, man. When women look at you, you're either alpha fucks or beta bucks. Let me say that one more time, okay? When a woman looks at you, you're either alpha fucks or beta bucks, okay? She's either gonna put you in the category of blowing out her back or money. That's it, you know? I'm alpha as fuck, but guess what? My girl, because I owned a successful restaurant at the time, she saw me as a rich dude. Therefore, I was a beta bucks deluxe. You know, shout out to a whore maxer for the term beta bucks deluxe. So even though I, Amar Metwali, I'm alpha as fuck, the fact that I was dressed nice, I owned a restaurant in Egypt, my ex labeled me as a beta bucks deluxe, okay? Anastasia has labeled Hamza as a beta bucks deluxe, okay? So once you get labeled as a beta bucks deluxe, there is no putting your foot down. This is what guys out there need to understand, man. You guys out there who get red-pilled while married, you can't put your foot down, okay? You can't go from being a beta bucks deluxe to Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Fuck the Whole Universe. You can't do that, because the woman is like, hey man, you're my beta bucks deluxe. You're gonna try to act alpha now? I married a beta bucks deluxe, you know? Think of it like going to like Red Lobster, ordering a lobster, and then they give you a duck. It's like, bro, I ordered a fucking lobster. You gave me a duck? Take this shit back, you know? So you guys out there need to understand. I know a lot of PUAs out there, they tell you, oh man, if you say no, you put your foot down, your girl is gonna respect you. Nah, bro. If she married you as a beta bucks deluxe, of, you know, if she officiated the relationship with you that you're gonna be as a beta bucks deluxe, the only way you can be alpha is if you get rid of her. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? So the second you are seen as a beta bucks deluxe, you're gonna be beta bucks deluxe for the rest of that relationship, okay? The only way to get out of the beta bucks deluxe category is if you end the relationship with the girl. Again, this is why I dress like this. There is nothing about me that says, oh, this guy has money, okay? You know, Hamza, he's always talking about how successful he is. You know, Hamza says, oh, I'm making $40,000 a month on my YouTube. Bro. When you brag about how much money you're making, don't you think for a second that some gold digger out there is like, watch me take all his money. Come on, man. You know? I mean, the bottom line here, guys, is sadly and unfortunately, Hamza was your typical curry sale who never got female validation, and he did this whole thing of self-improvement and gym maxing so he can get himself a white goddess, which obviously he has now, and yeah. He could be in a whole lot of trouble if Anastasia was to say he raped me, he hit me, he sex trafficked me. And, you know, in my case, Amar Metwali, I just hopped on a plane, came back to America, served the whole divorce papers, and that was it. Hamza cannot do that he will forever be at the mercy of Anastasia. And I am telling you, Hamza and other people like Hamza, when you become rich, successful, especially if you get on camera and you say, oh, this is how much I make, look where I am, how much I travel, look at how much fun I have, look at how big my bill is, you know, I'm eating lobster and filet mignon, you're gonna get gold diggers, bro. You're gonna get gold fucking diggers. And then when you come on camera and you pretty much shit on all the people who are telling you, bro, you're simping, bro. Bro, you're overdosing on blue pills. This just shows the woman how madly in love you are with her and how she has her hooks deeply into you, bro. Woman will change for the man that they are with. They will change temporarily, okay? They will change who they are temporarily to get what they want. And let me give you one last example before I end this video, okay? Back in the day when I was doing like fucking DoorDash in LA, I went to this one restaurant. Now, this one restaurant was in West LA. It was popular with celebrity, okay? And the lady who was the shift manager or running the place, she was very, very mean to the employees. You know, she was shouting at them, she was calling them names, she was putting them down. And this Hollywood dude, he looked a lot like Ron Perlman. It could have been Ron Perlman, I don't know, but it looked like him. So this guy, he comes up to her and he's like, the food was exquisite today. And guys, I kid you not, this woman went from shouting at her employees to all of us in a fraction of a second. She went from being absolute mean, vicious, vindictive to being, thank you, thank you. It really means a lot to us. She turned 180 degrees in literally a fraction of a second. And when this Hollywood actor, again, I think it might have been Ron Perlman, when he was like, thank you, have a good day, and he left, literally, when she went like this, she went from being happy, everything is great, to all of a sudden, she went back to being who she was, being the bitch she was. This is what Hamza and every guy out there watching this video has to realize. When a woman wants to get something out of you, she will change like this. She will change in a fraction of a second. But the second she gets her hooks into you, she will change in another fraction of a second to who she really is. You know, I learned that the hard way with my ex. But again, in my situation, not only was I red-pilled by that time, thanks to driving cab, I also was able to just hop on a plane, come back to America and serve her divorce papers, and mission accomplished. Hamza, sorry, bro. You fucked a Western woman in a Western country. Yeah. If she wants, it's GG for you. And you were dumb enough to come on the internet and say, oh yeah, I fucked her like 8 times. I don't know if you traveled around with her. You probably did. But whatever the case is, bro, as of right now, if Anastasia wants, she could permanently and forever ruin Hamza's life. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you one last thing before I close this video, okay? No guy who's been sentenced to prison for murder has offed himself. Yet, guys who get divorce raped, guys who get put on alimony, guys who get accused of rape, there's a very high suicide. There's a very high suicide rate for them. So keep that in mind. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.